Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-212011.com with another study in our series of the Book of Revelation. We're in chapter 10, and we will be covering verses 8 through 11. I'll first read those verses, then we'll go into a very short introduction, and then we'll take each verse one by one to learn a little more about each one in more detail, and then we'll end with a summary and conclusion. Well, let's begin by first reading those four verses. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. In this study of Revelation 10, verses 8 through 11, we shall find that the Apostle John, who was a picture of the elect at the time of the end, which time began near May 21, 1988, when God's judgment first came upon the house of God, was commanded to take the little book, which little book represented that little part of the Bible regarding God's judgment plan for the time of the end, from the hand of Christ, who had conquered the world, and eat it. This meant that at the time of the end, which time began near May 21, 1988, the elect, who were typified by the Apostle John, were to read and study God's judgment plan for the end. And when they did read and study those things, they were sweet as honey as they began to be digested because they were the Word of God. But those things were bitter to their bellies or hearts as they were digested further because it required the elect to prophesy terrible and horrible things, not only against all the Christian churches worldwide, but also against the entire world. Well, let's look at our first verse, verse 8 of Revelation 10, and discuss it in a little more detail. First of all, let me read that verse again. It reads, And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. In this verse, we first read, And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again, and said. Literally, it says, And the voice which I heard from heaven speaks unto me again, and says. The voice that the Apostle John heard from heaven that speaks to him again is that same voice which had instructed him back in verse 4 of Revelation 10, verses 1 through 7 in our previous study to seal up and not write down what the seven thunders, that is the perfect voice of God, had uttered. And as we learned back then, what this perfect voice of God uttered was God's judgment plan for the time of the end. The same information that was written in the little book, in the mighty angels, that is Christ's hand. And what we learned by the voice from heaven telling John to seal up and not write down what the perfect voice of God uttered was that God's judgment plan for the end of the world would not be able to be understood until the time of the end. Once the time of the end came, which we now know was around the time May 21, 1988, when God's spiritual great tribulation of judgment first came upon all the churches, then God's judgment plan would begin to be understood. And indeed, ever since that time, we have learned a great deal about God's judgment plan of the end. We've learned that judgment began with the house of God on May 21, 1988, by permitting the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the man of sin, Satan, to take up his seat of rule in all the churches to overcome them by false teachings, false prophets, and false gospels, while the elect in all the churches were commanded to depart out. This period of spiritual great tribulation on all the churches took place from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. Ever since May 21, 2011, the peoples of the world and all the people who have remained in the churches have been being spiritually judged as they are given over to their own sins with no possibility for being eternally saved, as seen by what they believe and how they live. Yes, they are being deluded into thinking that everything is okay when in fact they are under the wrath of God without any eternal hope, but only eternal damnation to be revealed on the last day when they are all cast into the lake of fire. But now this voice from heaven that the Apostle John heard telling him to seal up and write down speaks unto him again and says, "Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth." The first thing we should mention is that the little book that John is told to go and take is open. This simply means that what is written in this book is about to be fulfilled. And since what is written in God's judgment plan for the time of the end, we are being told that God's judgment plan for the end is about to take place or be fulfilled, and that it is in the hand of the angel, that is Christ, means that everything written in this little book will take place according to the will of Christ, as the word hand in the Bible is often symbolic of the will of whosoever's hand it is. Furthermore, if you will remember what we learned back in verse 2 of Revelation 10, verses 1 through 7, in that this angel, Christ, with the little book in his hand, is said to stand upon the sea and upon the earth, means that this angel, Christ, with the little book in his hand, has conquered the world, which we know took place when he defeated both Satan and the world at the cross in 33 AD. But let's move on to verse 9 of Revelation 10 and read that verse once again. "And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." Here, being obedient to the angel's voice from heaven, the Apostle John says, "And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book." The angel to whom John went unto, of course, is the angel which stood upon the sea and upon the earth, namely Christ, who had conquered the world at the cross. And then John said unto the angel, that is Christ, "Give me the little book." And in so commanding Christ to give him the little book, John was commanding Christ to give him that little part of the Bible that reveals God's judgment plan for the time of the end. For the time had come for God's judgment plan to begin to be understood. And so it was time for the elect, of whom the Apostle John represented, to take that little part of the Bible and begin to understand what they couldn't understand before about God's judgment plan for the time of the end. Thus, what takes place in our verse is a picture of what took place near the time of the end, which began on May 21, 1988, when the elect, who were represented by the Apostle John in our verse, took that little part of the Bible, or the little book, or God's judgment plan for the time of the end, and began to be able to understand it like never before in all history, so that they would then be able to prophesy it to the church and the world during the time of the end from May 21, 1988 through May 21, 2011 to the very end. Now, we find that in response to the Apostle John saying to the angel, that is to Christ, "Give me the little book," which is a picture of what we, the elect, similarly must have said to Christ once we approached the time of the end. Christ said unto John, "Take it and eat it up." And since John here is representative of the elect, this is a picture of Christ who said to the elect, "Take it and eat it up," when the time of the end was approaching. That is, when Christ said to the Apostle John to take the little book and eat it up, it actually represents or typifies what Christ commanded the elect to do when we were nearing the time of the end, which began with judgment upon all the churches on May 21, 1988. Now, does this mean that the angel, that is Christ, told John, who typified the elect at the time of the end, to physically eat the little book? Of course not. I think we all know that what Christ meant was for John to take the little book to read and study its teachings. Remember, what was in the little book was in the Bible. Hence, it was the Word of God. And as we know, the Word of God is Christ. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. And what did Christ say? He said in John 6, "I am the bread of life." And if Christ is the bread of life, then so also must the Word of God be the bread of life, as Christ is the Word of God. And furthermore, since the Word of God is the bread, then so also is what is in the little book, as what is in the little book is the Word of God. So what is in the little book is the bread, and this would be the words and teachings found in the little book. So it is clear that when Christ commands the Apostle John, who typifies the elect at the time of the end, to take the little book and eat it up, the elect, who are typified by the Apostle John, are being commanded to eat the bread in the little book at the time of the end, which are the words and teachings found therein. And the way the elect would do this is by reading and studying the little book, which, as we previously learned, is that little part of the Bible having to do with God's judgment plan for the time of the end. What we have then in Revelation 10, verse 9, which states, "And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up," is a type or picture of what happened when nearing the time of the end. Namely, that the elect, typified by the Apostle John, were commanded to take and eat the little book, which was all the teachings in the Bible that have to do with God's judgment plan for the time of the end. Until the time of the end, no one could understand these teachings in the Bible, as they had been sealed up until the time of the end. But once the time of the end approached, God commanded the elect to study these things because they were being unsealed and could thus begin to finally be understood. And why did God want the elect to finally begin to understand his judgment plan for the time of the end? Well, as we will discover in the coming verses, in our last verse, chapter verse 11, it was so that the elect could prophesy these things to all the churches and the whole world. As God in Revelation 10:11 declared to the Apostle John, who typified the elect at the time of the end, "Thou must prophesy again before many peoples, nations, and tongues, and kings." But now, continuing with our verse, after Christ had commanded the Apostle John, who typified the elect at the time of the end, to take the little book and eat it up, that is to read and study God's judgment plan for the time of the end. He said, "And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." Now we can easily understand why the reading and study of the little book would be sweet as honey, for the little book is the Word of God that declares God's judgment plan for the time of the end, and God's Word is said to be sweet as honey in other verses in the Bible. For instance, we read in Psalm 119, verse 103, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." And we read in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 3, "And he said unto me," that is, Yahweh said unto Ezekiel, "Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll," or we could say scroll, "that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness." And again we read in Psalm 19, verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." So it is clear in the Bible that the law, testimony, statutes, commands, judgments, whatever you want to call them, that is the entire Word of God, is sweet as honey to those who are the people of God, which is why God said to the Apostle John, who in our verse typifies the elect at the time of the end, that the eating of the little book, that is the reading and studying of God's Word that reveals His judgment plan at the time of the end, would be as sweet as honey. But now, why does God say to John, who typified the elect at the time of the end, that the eating of the little book, that is the reading and studying of God's judgment plan for the time of the end, shall make his belly bitter? That is, why has the reading and studying of God's judgment plan at the time of the end, which began around May 21, 1988, made the elect's belly bitter? Well, because in reading and studying that little part of the Bible that revealed God's judgment plan of the end caused the elect to realize that they must declare what they had learned to all the churches and the world. For as they learned, God's judgment came upon all the churches on May 21, 1988, and then that judgment expanded to the whole world when judgment began on May 21, 2011. This was a horrible thing to have to declare. To say all the Christian churches that God had forsaken them and turned them over to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the man of sin, or Satan, for their spiritual destruction because of their sins, was most bitter indeed. And to further declare that no one in any church could any longer be eternally saved was doubly bitter. And to prophesy all these things to all the churches while knowing that they would not repent. Do you see why the bellies, or we could say the hearts of the elect, became bitter? Then, we also had to declare to the world that they all must repent and be eternally saved by Christ before May 21, 2011. Otherwise, it would be too late for them, and they would never have any hope for eternal salvation ever again. And after May 21, 2011 came, we have had to continue to declare judgment upon all the churches and the whole world, with no more possibility for eternal salvation in Jesus Christ for anyone. All this has been incredibly bitter to the elect. Friends and loved ones no longer have any possibility for eternal salvation from the wrath of God. They all must now be destroyed on the last day because of their sins. All this is why, by having read and studied the little book of God's judgment plan for the time of the end, the bellies of the elect at the time of the end, who were typified by the Apostle John, have been made bitter. Well, let's move on to verse 10 of Revelation 10, and I'll read that verse once again. "And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter." In this verse, we find that when the Apostle John was commanded to take and eat the little book in the previous verse, he does so in this verse. John says, "And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up." Now, as we learned in the previous verse, for John to have taken and eaten the little book was a picture of the elect who were faithful to have read and studied the judgment plan of God in the Bible for the time of the end. This is where God used family radio in a very powerful way to help educate the elect to the teachings of the end. For it was at that time when Mr. Camping of Family Radio, their main teacher, through the Holy Spirit, was given insight into these things to be able to teach them over family radio worldwide, where many of the elect around the world began to be taught the little book of God's judgment plan for the end. And as we, the elect, began to learn of God's judgment plan, we began to declare it around the world along with family radio. We declared that judgment had come upon the house of God beginning on May 21, 1988, and that the man of sin, the counterfeit Christ, Satan, would be given complete rulership over all the churches by September 7, 1994, as judgment against them for their sins. Then we also declared that the latter rain began on September 7, 1994, which was God's final outpouring of the Holy Spirit to the world, whereby they could be saved through the faith of Christ. Along with family radio, we declared the gospel around the world during this time and made it clear that they must be eternally saved before Judgment Day begins on May 21, 2011. After that date, salvation would no longer be possible for anyone not already saved. We also learned that all the elect were commanded by Christ to depart out from all the churches from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011 to escape the wrath of God. And we did so and remain outside of all the churches even to this day. And now, ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, we are continuing to proclaim judgment upon the churches and the world, that God has forsaken them as He gives them over to their sins of all kinds, and promises that none of them will ever be eternally saved, but that they will all be destroyed forever on the last day because they loved their sin more than they loved God who created them. Now, John said that when he ate the little book, "It was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter." As we learned in our previous verse, it was in John's mouth sweet as honey because John was a picture of the elect at the time of the end, and the words of God are always stimulating and sweet as honey to the elect. But once we, the elect, had read and studied, that is, ate God's judgment plan for the end, it became bitter because we realized that we must now prophesy terrible and horrifying things against all the churches in the world, including our friends, loved ones, and family. We're going to cover one more verse, which is the last verse in Revelation chapter 10, and that's verse 11. It reads, "And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings." Here the angel, that is Christ, said to the apostle John, who in our verse typifies the elect at the time of the end, the reason why when he ate the little book, that is when the elect at the time of the end read and studied that little part of the Bible to do with God's judgment plan for the end, his belly, that is the hearts of the elect, became bitter. It was because thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and people. That is, just as John and the elect prophesied the gospel the first time to the entire world throughout the church age, from 33 AD to the end of the church age on May 21, 1988, the elect at the end of time, whom John typified, must now prophesy the gospel again a second time to the entire world after May 21, 1988. According to the biblical timeline, this took place particularly from September 7, 1994 to May 21, 2011, during the latter rain, when God poured out his gospel to the entire world a second time. The message was that the world had until Judgment Day would begin on May 21, 2011 to plead for mercy through Jesus Christ to become saved. Otherwise, it would be too late, for the door to eternal salvation would close on May 21, 2011, so that after this date, eternal salvation would no longer be possible for anyone who was not already eternally saved. But then, why did it make the bellies or hearts of the elect bitter to know that they must again prophesy the gospel to the world? Well, because as I already mentioned in the two previous verses, they knew that they had to prophesy terrible and horrible things. Remember, they had to declare God's judgment against all the Christian churches, that they had been given over to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the man of sin, all names for Satan. And they knew that the churches would not repent, for it was too late for them. God was no longer saving anyone in or through the churches, but instead was feeding them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 11 through 12. For the elect, this all meant that none of their unsaved friends or family who remained in the churches and did not obey Christ's command to depart out from their church could be eternally saved, which made the hearts of the elect bitter. So not only were the hearts of the elect made bitter because God had forsaken the external churches that he had died for, and they had no possibility for repentance, but also because their unsaved friends and family who remained in the churches and would not depart out could no longer be eternally saved. And there were other reasons as well why it is said that the bellies or hearts of the elect became bitter once they read and studied the little book that is God's judgment plan for the time of the end. Not only did the elect have to prophesy or declare no eternal hope for anyone who remained in a church, but they had to prophesy or declare no eternal hope for anyone in the entire world that was not already eternally saved by May 21, 2011. After that date, we, the elect, have had to prophesy that all babies conceived after May 21, 2011 will never have any possibility for eternal life or eternal salvation. They are all under the wrath of God, just as everyone else who was not eternally saved by May 21, 2011 are under the wrath of God because of their sins. Yes, even babies in the womb begin sinning before they're even born. They are all awaiting the last day when their destinies will all be fulfilled as they are cast into the lake of fire for their sins. These are the terrible and horrifying things that the elect have had to and still do prophesy in obedience to Christ. And it was the knowledge of having to prophesy these things which made the belly, or we could say the hearts, of the elect bitter. Well, in conclusion to this study, of Revelation chapter 10, verses 8 through 11, the Apostle John, who was a picture of the elect at the time of the end, which time began near May 21, 1988, when God's judgment first came upon the house of God, was commanded to take the little book, which little book represented that little part of the Bible regarding God's judgment plan for the time of the end, from the hand of Christ, who had conquered the world, and eat it. This meant that at the time of the end, which time began near May 21, 1988, the elect, who were typified by the Apostle John, were to read and study God's judgment plan for the end, and when they did read and study these things, it was as sweet as honey as it began to be digested, because it was the Word of God, but it was bitter to their bellies or hearts as it was further digested, because it required the elect to prophesy terrible and horrible things, not only against all the Christian churches worldwide, but also against the entire world. And even today, we are to continue prophesying to all the churches and the entire world that they no longer have any hope for eternal salvation. Ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, the door to salvation has been closed, with no possibility for the eternal salvation of anyone who was not already eternally saved by this date. The elect know that no one will ever again come to true repentance, and this makes their bellies, or we could say their hearts, bitter. Nevertheless, they continue to obey their Lord, who said to them at the time of the end, "Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings." Now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord put his face upon thee. The Lord fill you with his Holy Spirit and give you peace. Amen.